Ben, what have you got for us?
Well, from shedding light on the history of the solar system to shedding light on birds at the wrong time, it looks like worsening light pollution is significantly affecting bird breeding habits, according to a new study published in Current Biology. Bart Campaneas and his colleagues at the Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Seewiesen in Germany has carried out a 7-year study comparing the behaviours of 5 different songbird species, all ones that should be familiar: robins, blackbirds, great tits, blue tits and chaffinches. And they either lived in dark central woodland areas or in light contaminated edge territories. This is still woodland, but where light falls on it from local human habitation. Male birds living in the light polluted areas, they found, were starting to sing significantly sooner in the day, in some cases up to 2 hours earlier in the morning. Now, this is significant because the dawn chorus doesn't just consist of all the birds waking up at once and singing. It's a very finely layered, almost musical composition. Now, they were singing 2 hours earlier than their darker living counterparts, who still sang when the sun came out as normal. The effect was also more marked amongst the species that naturally tended to wake up earlier in the morning anyway, so the first ones in the dawn chorus, such as robins and blackbirds. Females exposed to light pollution were also laying eggs an average of 1.5 days earlier. The team also found that males living in the lighter edge territories were twice as likely to father extra pair offspring, and these are the avian equivalent of love children, probably because they won more female attention by starting to sing sooner than their darker living rivals. However, since females usually select as their extra pair mate choices males that they perceive to be highly reproductively fit, basing their selection on dawn song as a measure of virility, the early male risers may be thwarting the selection system and fooling females into breeding with the wrong guys, the less fit guys. And this can have obvious negative consequences for the species as a whole.
Doesn't sound that serious, though. 1.5 days of earlier egg laying. Do we really think this is likely to have an impact on the birds, and why?
Well, this sort of thing is really very hard to tell because ecosystems are usually very finely balanced and different food sources will be available at different times. So if we have a burst of bird birth a little bit earlier than normal, then there may not be the food there to feed them. Or there may be plenty of a different source of food that they don't normally eat. This can have knock-on effects on other species in the area. And all in all, the ecology is actually fairly finely balanced on these sorts of timings.
So what do the researchers propose we do about this? Just turn the lights off?
Well, humans are going to need lights, and we know that having road lights makes things a lot safer, so it's really not as simple a situation as just turn the lights off. But it's certainly worth keeping an eye on to see if this does have any ecological impact, and to see if there is something we can do to try and supply darker areas and contiguous dark areas where the species can behave as they would do naturally.